Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Darren's here with the sport, and you're starting with some Lions news.
Yes, Maggie. So latest breaking news from the British and Irish Lions squad, who are down under. And as we know, they've been celebrating the last couple of days. It's been well documented that they've been given a day or two off just to see the sights and enjoy themselves after wrapping up a 2-0 two wins out of two so far in the series at the weekend. So looking to make it a clean sweep at the weekend. But we're going to go to Sydney and get the very latest from one of the coaching team there, Andrew Goodman. He's just been talking to a media press conference, and he's confirmed that Gary Ringrose has been ruled out of the game at the weekend with that concussion issue. It's been well documented and well spoken about over the last couple of weeks. He's with the media there, as I said, but he's first been speaking about the celebrations over the last few days.
It's been a great few days, a lot of excitement around the place, a lot of joy, pride, all the emotions you can imagine. It's been amazing to see how much friend and family have travelled over as well, so it's been great to have them involved in the celebrations, and I suppose just to see the support there at the MCG again, it's been amazing, the whole tour, but especially these last two test matches, to feel the buzz, the sea of red around, not just at the stadium, but pre-game, it's been amazing for the lads, so yeah, it's been a good couple of days.
Has there been any injury news off the back of the game? How's everyone faring?
For this time of tour, it's amazing how many we've still got available. Obviously, unfortunately for Gary, he's been ruled out of this test match, but we had Mac, Joe, Sione all out there running today, so they're in contention.
And how big a motivation is 3-0 rather than 2-1? You've got the series wrapped up, but how special is that, and how much is that driving the preparations this week?
Oh, it's huge. It's everything for us as a group now to really get excited about. I don't think it's 1974, isn't it, since the Lions team's gone a test series win unbeaten. So there's huge motivation there for the group. And one of those weeks where after two hard physical tests, it's about getting the battery filled up to make sure we're good to go at the end of the week.
And how do you approach selection for this game? Having won the series, there could be a temptation to rotate, but are you approaching it as if it was the same as if it was 1-1?
Exactly, yeah, the best team available to win a series, and that might look like some changes, it might look like consistency, so we'll, as I said, we'll see how the boys go through their recovery process over the next couple of days, and whatever 23 is picked, we'll go out there and do the best for the team.
Yeah, that is Andrew Goodman there. Some interesting points he made there, that they're not going to name a weakened side, that they're going to name a pretty strong side, as strong as possible, to try and take a 3-0. And mixed news then on the Irish. So Gary Ringrose out at the weekend, but better news then for Mac Hansen and Joe McCarthy, who have trained today with that Lions squad. Let's hope they can be fit and get back in that team. More from there a little bit later on. In horse racing, Filey Bay took the honours in the Connacht Hotel Handicap on the opening day of the Galway Festival. Emmett Mullins trained the winner in the feature race, and the horse ridden by young Alan O'Sullivan. This races for amateur riders, and this was a very emotional day for Alan at Ballybrit, as we know his brother, late brother Michael, died tragically following a fall in Thurles earlier this year. And we're going to play that little piece of audio, that interview that he did with RTÉ afterwards, and must listen. Very emotional scenes there. Live racing again today on RTÉ2 from just after 6 o'clock on the Player as well. And the big one today is the Colm Quinn Mile. Donegal jockey Luke McAteer will ride the well-fancied Sleave Benin for trainer David Marnane in the feature. And he's hoping for a big run to give his county a big lift after Sunday's disappointing loss to Kerry. He's with Dave Keena.
Yeah, that's it. Really looking forward to it now. So hopefully it all goes to plan and it goes right. We've a bit of a wider draw, but I don't think that'll be a problem. He's good out of the traps, and hopefully he can get a nice handy position and keep it straightforward.
And you were at the match on Sunday. Disappointing effort from Donegal, but this will give you a lift.
Yeah, we'll need something to get after yesterday to bring us up again.
Yeah, that's Dave there with young Luke. Finally, before we go, Olympic champion David Whiffen has kicked off his campaign at the World Aquatic Championships in Singapore. He's progressed to the final of the 800 metres. This is a title he's defending, but only just a little bit off his best. But he is recovering from appendicitis and maybe has more to come. More sport later.